On the line now, I have Mark O'Brien, Regional Manager with Vincent de Paul. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ronnie. Very well, thank you.
I'm just looking at some of the pictures. Terrible devastation down there in Coolock Village. Any idea what happened?
Absolutely. Well, the fire broke out at about 5 o'clock yesterday morning. It took a hold very quickly and completely devastated both our shop and several of the adjoining businesses.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if it was deliberate or some kind of an accident? It happened on the weekend, didn't it, when it was closed?
It happened Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Okay.
I read in the press that the guards had arrested somebody. I don't have any further information at this point on that.
Yeah, the usual thing, the rumours, like that. I heard somebody saying that people left stuff out for you to for the Vincent de Paul outside the shop, and someone said for it. Well, I don't know how true that is. But as you said yourself, it's not just the Vincent de Paul shop, but the other shops on the other side. One, I was only down there last week. One particular new shop there along the side, new hairdressers, I think. They had a pool table, a coffee shop, all combined, and I think that's part of the devastation as well.
It is indeed, and a lot of our neighbouring businesses are all sole traders. They depend on their business for their livelihood, so it's absolutely devastating to see how quickly all of that can be destroyed. I mean, our shop was by far the worst damaged. It's going to be many months before we're back up and running there.
Mm-hmm. And one of the busiest, it was most damaged, but it was one of the busiest of the shops around there.
It is. It's one of our busier shops. That shop was. We were very lucky to benefit from the generosity of the neighbouring community, and that shop took about 300 bags of donations every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked very hard. There's a team of about 40 volunteers. We have a shop manager and a number of staff there. They worked very hard to turn those donations into money for St. Vincent de Paul to assist the most vulnerable people in the local community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you're putting out an appeal, Mark. Are you looking for premises? What's the appeal for? Is it just temporary?
It is. The appeal is for a temporary premises where we can operate from. As I say, we have 40 very loyal and dedicated volunteers. We have a very large customer base, and many of our customers, they depend on us. We're the hub of the local community, and people come in sometimes just for a chat and a bit of human contact. And it's a great social environment for people to come and meet their neighbours and hang out. So we very much want to replace that if we can on a temporary basis. So our appeal is for any property owners or landlords who might have space available that we could rent on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm. Is anywhere, I'm just wondering, is there anywhere in the village itself, stay in the locality maybe? I think there is a few empty premises, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and also, is all the stock, you said the shop is completely destroyed, all the stock that would have been from the shop, is that destroyed as well?
Yeah, everything is completely destroyed. Anything that wasn't burnt by fire is very badly smoke damaged or water damaged from the trying to put the fire out.
Okay, so replenishing all stock as well would be very important for you there as well. I suppose to mention, in case one of the rumours is true, that any other the shops in the area or anything like that, charity shops in future, never leave anything out. So just in case, I'm not saying it's true what happened, but just in case, it's not a great idea.
It certainly isn't. It's something we very strongly dissuade. All of our shops have notices asking people not to leave donations. Unfortunately, people sometimes fly tip outside of charity shops as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perennial problem. But yeah, it's not something we'd encourage.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, as I said, it was a terrific shop, great location. You said it was the hub. It was like, to me, a few times I've been down there, it was like a local post office as well. People seem to know each other. Lots of activity at all times, and the surrounding shops around as well. Like, it all seemed to be a great mishmash of businesses.
It is. It's a great community, and you know, as you're aware, being familiar with the area, there's a lot of people in Coolock that depend on St. Vincent de Paul, and we're really keen that we can generate the money that we need to deliver those services as soon as we possibly can.
Okay, have you any idea at all, Mark, how long it would take to get it back up and running? I mean, it's early days, only happened yesterday morning, but have you any
ballpark? Well, initial indications were that it would be at least 8 months.
8 months, wow.
Because there's a lot of structural damage, there's a lot of damage to adjoining buildings, and a lot of different owners and landlords that all need to get involved.
Okay, and in the meantime, you're looking for a temporary premises that you can set up, hopefully within, I think there is a few empty spots within the village, if you can get someone, some businesses or whoever, if anyone has any ideas at all, that's the appeal you're putting out at the moment, something temporary for the 8 months.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Mark, for our listeners before I let you go?
Just to thank the efforts of Dublin Fire Brigade and the local Gardaí and the local community for their kind of continued support. It's heartwarming to see the support that SVP benefits from in the area, and long may it continue.
I suppose, like, it's devastating what's happened all the same, but happily nobody was hurt. I suppose that's the main thing in all
that's
of these things.
Thing. Absolutely.
Listen, a pleasure talking to you, Mark, and I hope to be talking to you again, and you're up quicker, sooner than later, rather, I should say.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
I hope you get a response to that appeal for a temporary premises. Thank you very much, Mark.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Mark O'Brien, regional manager, rather, of the Vincent de Paul. That terrible fire in the village. If you haven't heard about it, I'm sure you probably have, but if you haven't, it's affecting a few of the shops down there as well. But if you have any temporary premises that the Vincent de Paul can use over the time, give us a shout here.